This morning we want to continue to consider the topic of discipleship. This topic has been in my heart for a long time. Actually, we spoke on discipleship last year.
我们每一次都尝试, 但是有时候我们做得不好, 然后我们又再尝试, 做得不好, 所以, 首先就不要怪我们, 不过我们继续尝试, 继续努力。
We have tried and we did not really succeed, and then we tried again and did not succeed, but please do not blame us because this is an ongoing effort that we should continue trying.
所以我们 其实在过去, 如果严格来讲, 一年里面, 去年我们一开头的, 我就一直在想这个问题, 但是在过去这一个月, 甚至这几个星期呢, 我感觉到好像有突破。
In the past year, I have been considering this topic, but I feel that in the last month, there is a sudden breakthrough.
也不是 sudden, 就是有一些 breakthrough, 就是有一些, 就是好像体会, 或许神已经, 感动我, 给我看见, 这个 dull heart, 可以, 这个蒙昧的, 无知的人, 开始有一点了解。
And it is some breakthrough, and I guess it is because God is moving me, and my dull heart is now starting to have some understanding.
因为我知道这个门徒训练其实非常的重要。
I know the importance of discipleship.
但是同时呢，我们也知道门徒训练有很多问题。
But yet at the same time, I know that the discipleship is full of problems.
那么同时呢，我们 不断地要寻找怎么样来突破，来进一步的来帮助我们教会，帮助我们自己，帮助大家。
And we keep searching for the way to have a breakthrough so that we can help all of you and help ourselves.
上一个星期我们讲过，但是我觉得 我还有很多话要讲，所以这个星期我继续再讲。
Even though I've spoke on this last week, but I feel that there's still so much I want to tell you. That's why we continue looking at this topic this week.
所以你可以发现上个星期我们 涵盖的范围很广, 所以 好像讲了很多东西。
And you might realize that last week it was a very broad stroke, and we talked about a lot of things.
那么, 当然到最后我还是想讲的还没有讲。
And in the end, I did not really say what I wanted to say.
所以今天呢，我想继续讲，不是说我们要 开始一个 series 或者开始一个系列的门徒训练的讲道。我想这个是我们 我们不会，这个是我讲完之后呢，再过一段时间，我们再回来才讲这个门徒训练。
I am not about to start a whole series on discipleship. So after today's sermon. Yeah, the next time we visit discipleship again will be sometime later.
那么我们在开始教会的时候呢, 这个我们好几个, 我们教会的, 这个带领教会的弟兄呢, 开始的时候非常重视, 生命影响生命的这个门徒训练。
And when our church first started, the few brothers who started the church together were focusing very much on life, discipleship.
我们说不要只是知识的传播, 而是生命来影响生命, 是真正进入到一个生命, 所以你会发现我们教会非常注重人与人, 基督徒与基督徒, 弟兄姐妹之间的关系, 我们的关系非常的亲密。
And we were saying that we do not just want head knowledge, and that's why you will find that in our church, we focus a lot on relationships between brothers and sisters.
甚至很多时候我们, 一周里面呢, 三到四到五个星, 三四五次, 在一个星期里面都常常见面, 所以你想, 我们的交往是非常的, 频率, 而且深入。
You might even find that we will meet together 3 or 4 or 5 times in 1 week, and you will find that we have very, very deep interactions.
有些人觉得我们 太过亲密, 或者说太过深入的相交, 但是我们觉得教会就是要生命影响生命。 如果你来教会呢, 只是做了, 你什么都不参与, 不打开生命, 也不让人家影响你的生命呢, 这个不是圣经中的教会。
some people find that, oh, you guys are too intimate and your relationship is too deep. But actually, this is what the church is all about. If you come to church and you just sit here and then after that you leave and there is no deep interaction, that is not the biblical church.
所以我们强调在这方面，当然我们在成长的时候呢，人多的时候呢，我们在这方面就开始落了。不过我想应该再进一步的强调这个有关这一方面弟兄姐妹之间的团契关系，同时呢，我们再一次回到这个生命影响生命的门徒训练。
But over the years, as our numbers grew, this area of discipleship started to actually not be so well done, and that's why we want to emphasize this again on a life on life discipleship for brothers and sisters.
所以我们会在这方面不断的强调。
So we will keep emphasizing this issue.
那么今天呢，我会用这三个大纲、三个问题来跟大家思想。
So today, I want to use this outline to think about this topic.
我们讲要门徒训练，什么叫门徒？
We talk about discipleship, but what is a disciple?
那么什么叫门徒？然后我们才能够说怎么样帮助别人成为门徒。
Only by knowing the definition of a disciple can we know how to make disciples.
那么最后呢，我们要知道什么叫做生命影响生命的门徒训练。
And lastly, we want to know what exactly is life on life discipleship.
那么让我们首先看一段圣经。这段圣经虽然我不是要解释这段圣经，我们不是要讲到用这段圣经，不过我们这作为一个开始。
First, let's look at the passage. I am not going to expound this passage, but we want to use this to guide us.
那么你如果有圣经，你打开这个哥林多前书四章十四到十七节。
If you have your Bibles with you, please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 to 17.
这个是保罗写信给哥林多教会的一封信。
Paul wrote this letter to the church in Corinth.
保罗说这么说，他说我写这话不是叫你们羞愧呢，是要警戒你们，好像我所爱所亲爱的儿女一样，你们要学基督。师父老师虽然有一万，为父的却不多，因我在耶稣基督里用福音作为父亲生了你们，所以我求你们效法我。因此我已打发提摩太到你那里去，他在主里面是我亲爱有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
First Corinthians 4:14, I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. I exhort you before, be imitators of me. For this reason, I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. And he will remind you of my ways which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church.
所以在这里你会发现到，我要给你看一个字，保罗怎么样形容自己？他说他是他们属灵的父亲。
And I want you to focus on this word, how Paul described himself as their father through the gospel.
那么同时呢，你会发现到这里他说 tutor, 就是说这个 tutor 就是当时候的家庭请一个老师在家里。这个老师他说你有很多老师，但是为父的不多。
And then there's this word tutor.This word tutor is actually referring to those days when the people were hired tutors to live with them, to be teaching them.
那么他讲说 I became your father, 就是说我成为你在属灵里面，当然他不是他的父亲，他是在属灵的教导上面他们的父亲。
And so he says, I became your father. Of course, he is not saying that he is their physical father, but rather, he is their spiritual father.
当然圣经里面也提到保罗讲提摩太提多也是他是提摩太提多的属灵父亲。不过这里呢，他是讲说他是整个哥林多教会的属灵父亲。
Of course, he also mentions that Timothy is his child and elsewhere Titus as well. But here, he specifically says that the church of Corinth is his children. He is the father of their church.
所以你会发现到这里，我相信呢，保罗传福音给哥林多教会，但是我们不能够这么肯定说每一个哥林多教会的信徒都是保罗亲自传福音给他信的。所以这个不大可能是说传福音，我传福音给你，你才是我的儿子，不是这个意思。所以我们要小心说，这个属灵的父亲呢，不是教会的一个职分，而是一个比喻。
And of course, it is not possible that every single believer in the Church of Corinth would have had Paul share the gospel with him or her. So this is actually not talking about the person who shared the gospel with the other person, but rather this is actually talking about a spiritual father.
所以意思说，保罗爱他们，照顾他们，好像属灵的父亲这样。
In other words, Paul loved them and he took care of them just like a spiritual father.
但是保罗说什么呢？他说你们有很多的这个老师，你们有师父有很多，有一万。但是真正，所以你在网上面啊，你在外面听到很多很多人教你，但是真正关心你、用生命影响你的没有几个，我就是其中一个。
And here he says, you have many tutors.It's just like today when people are listening to the messages online and they actually listen to different preachers, but all these are just like tutors, but there are not many spiritual fathers. You only have a few spiritual fathers and I am such a one.
所以属灵的父亲就是他好像父亲这样关心你、爱你，要最好的给你。
So a spiritual father is one who is caring for you and concerned for you and loving you, and he wants the best for you.
所以这个就是门徒训练一个基本的概念。保罗当然在这里讲到说，他是他是他们的牧者，他爱他们好像属灵的父亲这样，他爱他们好像属灵的父亲这样。那么他要最好的给他们，所以这个是一个比喻。那么同时呢，我们也看到我们每一个人可以这样成为别人的一个祝福，成为别人一个门徒的训练者。
And so, of course, over here, what he's saying is actually an analogy. The spiritual father actually loves the children and he takes care of the children and he wants the best for the children. And it is not just for the pastor to the congregation, but everyone can do that for somebody else.
所以在这里你会发现到说，保罗说我是你属灵的父亲，整个教会，哥林多教会。那么他我怎么样呢？我弟警戒你。然后呢，我爱你，因为他称他们是亲爱的弟兄。然后呢，他说你们要效法我。然后呢，他说我要提醒你。然后呢，他说提醒你什么呢？我的生活方式，我的为人行事。然后呢，他说我教导你。这些呢，都是作为一个属灵父亲应该有的一个行为。
And this is Paul being the spiritual father, and he is telling the Corinthians that he is there to admonish them, and he loves them because they are his beloved children. He exhorts them to be imitators of him, and he was there to remind them of his ways which are in Christ, and he also teach them.
所以如果我总结起来呢，这边作为一个属灵的父亲，或者作为一个门徒训练帮助带领别人的人呢，第一他要懂得警戒那个人，要用爱心来爱那个人，他要教导他，他要做他们的榜样，他要提醒他们，而且呢他要让他们看到他的生活方式，他的为人，他的作风等等。
So we could deduce that spiritual fathers will do all this for his children. He will admonish them, he will love them, teach themshow them the example and to remind them and also by his own way of life to lead them.
所以作为一个门徒训练或者带领别人呢，你在这几方面呢，如果从这段圣经呢，就看到这几个要素，几个因素。
So if you are a spiritual father or discipler of somebody else, we could look at all these elements from this passage.
那么我们今天不是要详细讲这段经文，我只是提起来作为一个开始，给大家看到所谓这个门徒训练呢，包括你关心。今天呢，我们有很多人在网上、在书本上、在各方面听了，得了很多消息，得了很多知识，但是我们讲的是生命影响生命的关系。
So today we are not going to look at this passage in detail, but this is going to provide us a framework to discuss, because today many people, they listen to messages online, they read the books, and because of that they have lots of head knowledge. But no, we're not talking about that kind of discipling. We are talking about life on life discipleship.
So we want to hope in the church to see such a close and intimate relationship.
So we hope to see in church this kind of intimate and edifying relationship. But as I continue thinking about this topic of discipleship, I still have a lot of questions.
比如说，到底教练 coaching 你一个教一个打网球的教练，他在教你的时候，跟这个导师 mentoring 跟门徒训练有什么关系？
For example, what's the difference between a coach, like a tennis coach teaching how to play tennis, and a mentor and a disciple making what's the difference?
所以这些我们在思想这些名词的时候，到底他们什么关系？我们盼望好像很乱，到底是同样还是不一样？
And as we consider all these different titles, we are actually confused sometimes whether they are the same or are they different.
那么请问这个门徒训练与查经有什么不同？
And what's the difference between discipleship and Bible study?
所以这些有时候我们把这些名词都对调的来用，到底是还是不是？另外呢，查这个门徒训练与辅导有什么不同？
And we use these phrases interchangeably at times, but we want to know really what's the difference. And next, is there a difference between discipleship and counseling?
有些人说是一样，一模一样。
Some people say they are the same.
那么另外呢，还有门徒训练与教会的团契。 我们大家都有一起了，什么叫做还要加门徒训练？之间有什么关系？
And then what's the difference between discipleship and fellowship? Aren't we already together in the fellowship? Why still talk about disciple making? Aren't they the same?
这些都是我们常常有的问题。
These are questions that we often have.
那么很多时候当我们讲到门徒训练的时候，我们都是通常讲到一种形式化的门徒训练，有规有矩，有这个课程的。
And usually when we speak about discipleship, we talk about program-based discipleship. We all follow a program together.
当然这个有好有坏。
Of course, there are pros and cons.
那么同时呢，我们也问一个问题：到底谁才有资格来训练别人呢？
And then the question, who is perfect enough to disciple others?
你说你要做别人的门，你要训练别人，你自己很好吗？你成熟了吗？你完全了吗？
You say you want to disciple another person, but are you very good on your own? And are you mature? And in fact, are you perfect?
所以很多时候我才不要你训练我。
Many of the, very often we will say, I don't want you to disciple.
也有一些人说，哎，我都不够好，我还要训练别人。
And then there are others who say, I'm not good enough. How can I disciple another?
但是我们也看到圣经里面讲说，我们每一个人，每一个基督徒都要训练别人。
But yet the Bible tells us that every Christian ought to be discipling someone.
记得吗？这个主耶稣讲说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，是指我们每一个人都要使万民做我的门徒。这样为什么？这样我不够好，怎么做呢？
Remember, Jesus said, go and make disciples of the nations, but that's for all Christians. And if I'm not good enough, how can I disciple someone else?
而且呢，通常你就算有一个人跟你在一起做门徒训练之后，你会发现很多时候，我们的透明度，就是说我们的生活要多透明，我要跟你讲我的私人的问题吗？你可以不可以信？我要讲多少？ 这些都是成为很大的问题。
And there's a problem about transparency in the relationship, as in how much should I reveal to you about my private life, and can I trust you?
所以这些呢，都是成为门徒训练的一些绊脚石。
This all becomes stumbling blocks to discipleship.
那么很多时候，人家把这个门徒训练是，当我们在一起的时候，我就是我来帮助你成圣。所以呢，你有没有读经，有没有祷告，就是整天就是用这个我们叫做 accountability， 就是说我们要问你有没有负责任去持，这我等于是一个 policeman， 等于是一个警察来查你有没有执行这一切。
And then, of course, there's a problem about accountability. And when I start coming to you and asking you, did you read your Bible? Did you do this? Did you pray? Did you do that? Then I become like a policeman and policing you around.
所以很多时候我们不要做门徒训练，为什么我要别人来管我？
And so often we do not want to participate in discipleship because why do I want someone to come and take control?
所以你会发现这些都是成为门徒训练的绊脚石，我们没有办法，就是说我们不想要做这些事情。
All this becomes stumbling blocks in discipleship, and we do not wish to participate.
所以我们往往在堂里面，盼望能够解释这一类的问题。
So we hope that in this session we can address these issues.
所以我们在今年年头的时候呢，我们就开始说，我们教会呢，在谈到教会的目标、教会的方向的时候呢，说我们要我的目标是什么呢？我们目标是要在主里成为一个成熟的基督徒。
And at the beginning of the year, we said that in our church, we want to have this goal this year, which is to achieve maturity in Christ.
所以这个就是我们教会在这个领导教会的弟兄们在一起商讨之后呢，觉得这个是应该是我们的目标。那么这个目标的从哪一届圣经里面得到呢？
And so the leaders of the church have discussed and said that this should be the goal of our church. And where do we get this basis from?
当然我们要看的话呢，其实我们讲过，现在只是复习，就是从以弗所书四章，应该是从12-17节里面讲，我们再看一看第13节。
And of course, this is a passage that we have gone through and revising today. Actually, it's from Ephesians 4:12-17, but we will only focus on verse 13.
所以在这里他讲到呢，教会的目标，他说 until 就是说是等到，就是讲到说神所赐给的有先知、有使徒、有这个传福音的、有牧师、教师，是做什么呢？是等到，这等到就是直到他的目标是什么呢？在这边我们出现有在英文圣经有三个 participle， 意思说这边有三个介词，这边就是什么呢？是等到第一，我们在真道上同归一，我们得以长大成人；第三呢，我们可以满有基督长成的身量。
And of course, in this verse, it says until that gives us the purpose or the goal or the objectives. And there are three participles here.Which is to the unity of the faith, to mature manhood, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以在这边我们就可以成为三个目标。
And so this gives us the three objectives.
第一呢，就是我们在这个 unity of faith， 就是我们在这个信仰上面呢要持守，就是在信仰上面要合一。Conviction 就是说你被神的真理抓住你的心，使到你的信仰是这样。
And of course, we said that firstly, we must have the same convictions with regards to the biblical truth, and we all come to all these convictions and we're united in this way.
所以我们必须要有这个知识，真知识。
And for that to occur, we need to have real knowledge or deep knowledge.
那么第二呢，就是我们要在长大成人 to the mature manhood, 就是我们要长大成人。就是说我们必须要 devoted， 我们必须要有这个灵修这一方面。
And to attain complete maturity, we will need to have devotion, we need to be devoted in studying the word of God, etc.
所以我们教会应该有的三个目标就是 conviction， 信仰上合一，第二呢，完全上洁净或者完圣洁或者成熟，就是 complete maturity。然后呢，第三就是 Christ likeness， 就是我们每一个人要成为这个主耶稣。所以要成为主耶稣呢 ，discipleship 就是门徒训练，成为一个很重要的一个方法。
So the objectives for spiritual growth there are three, which is convictions, complete maturity, and thirdly is Christ likeness to become like Christ. That's where discipleship comes in.
所以从在教会来讲呢，从教会的角度来讲，我们的策略是什么呢？
So what is our strategy for growth of the church?
所以在这个信仰合一上呢，就是我们在一起讲台上面，每一个人都要在这里听到，我们听同一个道，我们在信仰上面才一起被造建造。同时呢，我们一开始今天讲完道之后呢，我们就开始这个恩道学校，让大家在信仰上面扎根。就是因为这样，所以这一堂信息也是配合今天我下午的这个恩道学校的这个计划。
And of course, for us to come to the same convictions, having deep knowledge, we would need to listen to the preaching, and this is what we do every week, expository preaching. But we need to all come together, listen to the same sermon, and so that's how we will attain the.Unity in the knowledge, and of course, after that, we will also be having our Grace Bible School, and this is going to be the first session today. And this passage is actually the same.
我们很注重这个讲台，因为这个讲台呢，就是让大家 告诉大家我们教会怎么样解释这段圣经，这圣经是怎么样教导，所以我们有一个合一的信仰基础。
And we focus a lot on the pulpit in the preaching ministry because we want everyone to come together and look at the Bibles and see how we interpret this and so that we can achieve unity in our convictions.
很多教会有很多不同的讲员，而且每一个人都到处听不同的讲道，结果他来的时候，他信仰的这个，他的信仰，他的 conviction 完全不一样，所以他就非常混乱。但是我们坚持，我们真坚持这边这个讲台的教导要一致，在各方面整个系统神学呢都一致，这样的话我们才能够建立起来，所以我们很注意这个讲台的教导。
In many churches, they have different preachers every week, and not just that, the congregation will be listening to all kinds of sermons from all kinds of sources. So in the end, they will not have this common conviction. But here we want to have this common convictions through the preaching, and we are focused on the, all of us having the same kind of theology.
那么第二呢，第一就是 conviction， 就是我们在这个信仰上面合一。第二呢，就是我们必须要成熟，意思是说我们必须要有这个读经祷告。
And so that's the first point, which is conviction. And of course, to achieve complete maturity, we need to have devotion like Bible reading and prayer meetings.
所以我们教会有释经讲道，有恩道学校，有这个每日读经，然后呢，我们有祷告机会，都是为了这个来达到这些目标。
So we have expository preaching, we have our Grace Bible School, and we have our Bible reading, and we follow a plan together. These are all different means of achieving our growth.
当然最后一个 C 呢，最后一个就是我们要更像主耶稣呢，这个就是门徒训练。所以我们一直要强调神是我们重复我们所讲过呢，这是很重要的。
And of course the last C is Christ likeness, which will be achieved through discipleship, and we just keep emphasizing this over and over again because it is so important.
所以我们盼望 有把这些 C 这些目标全部列出在我们教会，把它打出来挂在墙上，让大家记得，这个就是我们的目标。
And we hope to list all these things down, maybe print it out and stick it at different corners of the church to remind us of our common goal.
当然，门徒训练最重要的呢，就是这个经文呢，就是马太福音28:19-20。
And of course, the most important text that speaks about discipleship is Matthew 28:19.
因为主复活之后，他说：“你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你的，都教训他们遵守。不是教训他们停止，要遵守他们遵守。就是说你如果是我的带领我的，你要看到我遵守。这个就是生命影响生命，而不只是给我知识，然后你要做什么都可以。所以这个就是我们只有在local church 只有在教会里面才能够实行，因为你在网上听到呢，他根本就没有办法知道你有没有遵守。所以这一点呢，就是生命影响生命的这个门徒训练，只能够在教会里面实行。
And so it says here, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And note that Jesus did not just say teach them, but rather teaching them to observe all. In other words, this is about discipleship, where I have to actually monitor and to disciple someone and see whether they are actually obeying the Lord Jesus. It is not something you can achieve through listening to sermons on the internet, because the preacher on the internet cannot come and see if you have obeyed what you have heard.
所以这个遵守非常重要。
So to observe or to obey is crucial.
当然保罗也讲了这个很重要的一句话，在哥罗西书1:28，他说我们传扬他就是主耶稣基督，用诸般的智慧劝诫人，教导人，要把人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前。这个就是这个门徒训练的最重要的目标。
Also in Colossians 1:28, when Paul says, Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This is the ultimate goal of discipleship.
所以呢，我们盼望大家知道我们这个门徒训练呢，是神的命令，也是我们教会的目标，同时也是教会的策略。
And so we want to understand that discipleship is firstly God's command, and secondly, it will become our focus and also what we emphasize.
所以，当我们回来我们的正题，到底 要做门徒训练，什么叫门徒？
And so let's come back to our main point. If we want to do discipleship, we need to first know what is a disciple.
有些教会，有些作者，他认为基督徒是基督徒，你可以做基督徒而不做门徒。其实我们认为这个是不符合圣经的教导，基督徒就是门徒。
Some authors think that a Christian and a disciple, they are actually two different things. You can be a Christian without being a disciple, but we do not agree that that's what the Bible teaches. We believe that to be a Christian is to be a disciple.
啊，主耶稣自己呼召门徒，他说你要来跟从我，所以每一个人主所拯救的人都必须要学习基督。马太给一次他的门徒就是指向耶稣学习，就是学生学向耶稣的意思，这个就是门徒的这个 disciple 的意思。
When Jesus called his disciples, he's calling them to follow him, and so the Christian is actually a disciple or a follower of Christ, which is someone who is learning to become like Christ.
那么这个有一个作者他说，这个 Christian without discipleship is always Christian without Christ. 如果你讲门徒训练呢，而没有提到耶稣基督，不跟随耶稣基督，那个就不是门徒训练。
And there's an author who says Christianity without discipleship is always Christianity without Christ.
所以圣经里面哪里有提到说门徒就是基督徒呢？你看使徒行传11章26节，他说门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手，所以他们圣经的作者已经承认这个门徒就是基督徒。
And where does the Bible tell us that disciples are also Christians or called Christians? That's in Acts 11:26. In Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians.
有一句话非常有意思，他说 ，Being a Christian is a statement about what Christ has done for you. Being a disciple is a statement about what I am doing for Christ.
There is a very interesting statement here.Being a Christian is a statement about what Christ has done for me. Being a disciple is a statement about what I am doing for Christ.
基督徒的意思呢，就是因主为我所做的一切，这个叫基督徒。我做门徒的意思呢，就是我为耶稣所做的一切。
So, being a Christian is declaring what Christ has done for me. But being a disciple is declaring what I'm doing for Christ.
这个C.S. Lewis, 路易斯这么讲这句话非常很有意思，他说神的儿子成为了人，神的儿子成为人的目的是要让我们可以成为神的儿子。
And C.S. Lewis also said that the Son of God became a man to enable men to become sons of God.
所以你会发现，成为基督徒就是要成为耶稣基督的学像耶稣基督的样式。这个就是最终我们一定要抓紧这个最主要的内容。
So to be a Christian means you are learning to become like Christ, and this is a very important content that you must grasp.
那么我们也看到圣经里面有很多这样的例子。
We find many such examples in the Bible.
当然，保罗与提摩太
，Paul and Timothy，
摩西与这个约书亚
，Moses and Joshua，
以利亚跟以利沙
，Elijah and Elisha。
但是这个门徒这个字呢，在 disciple 这个词呢，在当时也有法利赛人的门徒、摩西的门徒、施洗约翰的门徒，这个是一个很普遍的名称。
But the word disciples is actually a very common term that was used to describe the disciples of the Pharisees, the disciples of Moses, the disciples of John the Baptist.
当我们引这些人作为例子的时候，通常我们都说一对一的这个门徒训练。
And when we use all these examples, we are actually talking about a one-to-one discipleship.
但是我想跟今天盼望跟大家讲，不但是其实更有效的呢，不但是一对一，曾是一对一群人三到五个人，或者两个人对三到五个人，众数有众数的好处，就是 disciple group 多过，就是门徒训练小组多过一对一，它有个别的好处。
And there are the pros of both types. One type is one-to-one discipleship. The other type is a one-to-many, maybe one to three or four, or two disciples to five or six disciples. There are both advantages.
你看到主耶稣一个对十二个。
Look at the Lord Jesus, he was training 12 disciples.
所以这个就不只是一个对一个，一个对十二个，就是等于这个是一个门徒训练小组，而不是一对一。
So it might not be a one-to-one, but it could be a disciple group.
那么保罗有没有这个门徒训练小组呢？有的，因为提摩太后书二章一节他说我在众人面前所讲的话，你要教导别人说。等于提摩太在众人面前，这个众人面前，他是众见证人面前，所以这些人都是保罗所训练的门徒，所以保罗也做 group discipleship 门徒训练小组，不是一对一。
Paul practiced group discipleship as well when he wrote to Timothy that whatever you heard me declare to everyone, you should continue declaring to the rest. In other words, there are witnesses together when Paul was teaching Timothy and a group of people.
所以你会发现这个门徒小组有时候也有效，所以有时候需要一对一，有时候需要门徒小组。
So they are both effective in different ways. Sometimes you need a one-to-one, sometimes it's a small group, it's a discipleship.
或许当中有弟兄姐妹知道我们每一个星期六早上七点在这里呢，我们有一个领袖小组在这里呢，其实呢那个就是一个门徒训练小组，我们谈很多不同的问题，然后我们从圣经里面看很多不同问题，这个就是我在引导他们的一个很特殊很的 privilege 很特殊 的这个方法来带领他们，这个呢这有圣经的根据。
Some of you might know that the leaders of the church meet together every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. and that is the way that I personally lead the leaders of this church to go through all the different issues, and it's a life-on-life discipleship that we do, and it is a privilege to do this on the Saturday morning.
但是除了这个之外呢，我们还有平时跟不同的人吃午餐、晚餐，或者跟他们不同的聚会，这些都是这个门徒训练的机会。
On top of this, we gather for meals with other people, whether it's dinner or lunch, and we have other kinds of gatherings where there are all these opportunities for discipleship.
所以变成我们在讲门徒训练的时候，有正规的、正式的，也有非正式的，就是 formal and informal meeting.
So in discipleship, we have both formal and informal meeting.
但是现在我允许再讲一次，这个门徒就是基督徒。
But let me emphasize this again, a Christian is a disciple.
如果你不知道怎么样成为门徒，你就不可能带领别人成为耶稣基督的门徒。
If you do not know how to disciple anyone, you will not be able to bring someone to Christ.
所以作为一个门徒呢，作为一个基督徒什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be a Christian or to be a disciple?
意思是说我们作为门徒，我们就要向耶稣学习，就是我们要顺服主耶稣。以前你不顺服，现在顺服，这个就是基督徒与非基督徒的分别。
And what is the difference before I became a Christian versus after? Before I was living a life of disobedience, but now a life of obedience. That's the difference between a Christian and an unbeliever.
这个是神对每一个得救基督徒的要求。所以，如果你是一个，你说我是基督徒，你必须要顺服耶稣基督的教导。所以，你必须要自己。有一个人来引导你，或你也要引导别人，这个就是很重要的一个环节，你顺服还是不顺服。
This is what God demands of every Christian. So whether you obey or you disobey, you can only be a Christian by obeying, and you can only lead somebody else to become a Christian by teaching him to obey.
所以顺服是第一点，第二点呢，就是你必须是爱神。信主跟不信主之间呢，不同就是不信的人根本不管主，不爱主；信主的人必须要爱神，爱神。
And the first is obedience versus disobedience, and second, the Christian will love God, and the unbeliever will not love God.
当然不是我们每一天、每一刻、每一时、每一分、每一秒都做到完全，所以我们需要另外一个人帮助我们、提醒我们要走在这条路上面。
Of course, we are not able to do this all the time, and that's the reason why we need somebody.To help us, to remind us to walk in the right path.
所以一个基督徒，一个门徒必须顺服神，一个门徒必须爱神。第三，一个门徒必须要荣耀神。
And so, a disciple must obey God, and he must love God, and third, he must honor God.
那么第四呢？这个门徒呢，必须以前没有做基督徒常常犯罪，现在要不要犯罪？要学习圣洁。所以我们 盼望以我要做得好，我带领的人也要做得好，所以我们彼此提醒。
And as an unbeliever, we were living in sin, but as a Christian or disciple now, we are living in sanctification, and we would lead others to be more sanctified together.
所以基督徒呢，第一要顺服神、爱神、荣耀神，成要过成圣的生活呢，要为主而活。所以不是为自己活，过去呢我们不断的为自己活，我们才不管神怎么说，但是现在我们要为主而活，这个就是作为一个基督徒，作为一个门徒必须要有的。所以我们的意思说，你们每一个人包括我都要学习，不是说我们每次都做得好，我们常常做得不好，所以我们常常有旁边的人来提醒我们，要让我们走这条路。
And not just obeying and loving God and honoring God and living in sanctification, but we used to live for self as an unbeliever, but now as a believer, we live for Christ. And it doesn't mean that we can do all these things perfectly. That is the reason why we need somebody else to be reminding us, to be helping us to walk this path together.
So I think this is very important. We say to train disciples, we need to do this ourselves.
And so this is important because when we talk about discipleship, we need to do well in this area.
那么在我们看第一世纪的这个门徒训练，门徒训练就是是怎么一回事呢？第一呢，他是决心，他必须要决定要跟随耶稣。然后呢，第一世纪主耶稣的时代呢，他不但跟随耶稣，他要记住耶稣的话，他要学习耶稣的个性，做的，然后呢要学习耶稣的这个生活方式。然后呢，他如果成功呢，他做的还不错的时候，他可以训练别人做同样的东西。
And we want to look at how a first century disciple will be behaving like, and it involves deciding to follow a teacher, then memorizing the teacher's words.And to imitate the teacher's character, adopting the teacher's way of life, and also discipling others after he has achieved this.
这个当时候的门徒记得吗？那个名词呢是摩西的门徒，这个施洗约翰的门徒。大家做门徒的时候都有做这些事情，但是对我们今天来讲是怎么一回事呢？
And remember, we have the disciples of Moses, we have the disciples of John the Baptist, so all these disciples then would be doing all these things. But what about us today? What do we do?
如果在二十一世纪今天呢，我们是，就是我们要决心跟着耶稣基督的脚步。第二呢，我们要记住耶稣的话，我们要学习耶稣的个性，我们要学习耶稣效法耶稣的生活方式，然后呢，我们来训练下一代来跟随耶稣。这个就是making disciple, 这个就是叫门徒训练。
So for us, when we talk about making disciples for Christ, that involves firstly deciding to follow Jesus and memorizing Jesus' words and imitating Jesus' character.Adopting Jesus' way of life and also to disciple others after we have gone through all this ourselves.
所以门徒训练就是一个人来到你旁边帮助你学习耶稣基督的话，就是圣经，然后操练讲做出来，然后呢去实行，就是我们come alongside, 就是在你旁边鼓励你，劝诫你，带领你一起走这个。在这方面呢，我不是完全，你也不是完全，我们彼此鼓励来做这件事情。
And so to do this, it involves coming together to read the Bible, to study the Bible together. And we are leading the people that our disciples. It doesn't mean that we are already perfect. So we are actually encouraging each other, both the disciples and the disciples, to do all these things together.
当然不是你要完全之后才能become perfect, 然后你才能，如果这样的话呢，没有人可以完全去带领别人，没有，如果可见我们在不完全，我将我所懂的交给另外一个人，那么我继续不断学习，我又学习，好像今天我对这个门徒训练有新的认识，我又在教导，我又不断的学习，这个就是神定下来的旨意，那个老师不断的学习，然后他教导其他的人，那么那个每一个人都这样做的时候呢，我们才能够一起成长。
If we can only disciple someone after we are perfect, that would be impossible because nobody will ever be perfect. But what is required of us is that as we learn, we will teach others. And the more we learn, the more we teach others. Just like right now, as I come to new understanding of discipleship, I immediately teach all of you about this. And this is how we grow together and obey God's teaching.
那么刚才我们所讲的就是第一点，什么叫做门徒？
What we just said is the first point, what is a disciple?
接下来我们来讲怎么样帮助别人成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Now we want to talk about how to make disciples for Christ.
那么在这边讲的时候呢，我们基本可以分说，怎么样使这个假设是 program 或者说这个方法。第一，你可以正式，也有可以非正式。
So we can have a formal or informal program.
啊，那么很多时候呢，正式的这个方法呢，包括、很多。
And there are many formal ways to do this.
但是我们暂时回去讲最重要的。
But let's go back to the most important thing.
最重要的呢，就是我们要成为耶稣基督的门徒呢。第一呢，我们必须要对圣经有很熟悉。
Firstly, we need to be very familiar with the Bible to be disciples of Christ.
所以你会发现到他说这边刚才我们跟大家讲过，这边有基本上有同样有这个很多 C 啊，四个 C。第一个就是 conviction， 就是我们的信仰内容要一致。我们所学的呢，要从圣经里面学到之后呢，来才能教导别人。
And again, we have a lot of C's here. So firstly, we must have the same convictions of what the Bible teaches before we can teach others.
所以我们不需要在圣经里面扎根。
So we need to be firmly grounded in scripture.
但是我们不只是要有知识，我们必须要有这个行为，就是当你实行圣经，成为不断的实行圣经智慧，你的行为成为习惯，这个呢，就是我们要看到它就会改变你的个性。
And we also need to not just study the scripture for head knowledge. It needs to affect our habits and what we do. And as we continue practicing the Bible, we will develop character.
为什么我们有这个行为？为什么我们有这个行动？为什么我们会这样做呢？是因为我们有这样的信念 conviction 啊，或者所以呢，是我们所做的一切，我们的生活是。Driven by our conviction, 就是我们有这样的信仰，这样的信念呢，就推动我们有这样的这个反应。
Why do I have such a conduct? Why do I act in a certain way? That is because I have this conviction of what the Bible teaches, and this conviction from the Bible will motivate us to behave in a certain way and build our character.
所以门徒训练很注重就是圣经，然后它应用，然后呢，第三个 competency 就是说。第一呢，你是圣经，然后呢，你去应用。第三个是在生活当中非常复杂，碰到的问题不一定就是你查经所查到的，所以你要懂得怎么样不同的环境里面，不同的生活环境里面，怎么样应用圣经，这个就是你的 competency， 你的这个圣经的应用的能力。
And third is our competency in applying the Bible's teaching because.After having the convictions of what the Bible teaches and developing the character to practice what the Bible says, we need to develop competency because there are many different situations which is not exactly what the Bible says with all the same details. That's when we keep applying the Bible over and over again, we will develop a competency to know exactly what to do which is biblical and what to do which is not biblical.
所以我们有生活的信仰、生活的习惯、圣经的应用。最后一个是负责任的尾声，所以 conviction, character, competency, commitment. Commitment 就是说我们要持续的讲，而且呢，我们要找一个人不断的来用第三者眼光来看我们自己，常常有 bias， 常常有这个有这个不同的角，自己总是觉得自己好有偏见，但是有第三者的时候呢，他可以矫正我们的对事情的看法，所以我们必须要有一个人来引导我们，然后呢，委身在这一个神的话里面。
So not only do we have convictions and character and develop competency to apply the word of God, but we also need to have commitment. In other words, we want to be accountable to somebody else due to the fact that we are all sinners and we are biased and.Because of that, we have many blind spots that we do not see. We always think that we are right and we always think that we are the best. We need a third party to point out to us our blind spots and our sins.
So, 或许你当我这样讲完之后，你说这样查经班跟这个门徒训练有什么不同？
And after hearing all this, you might still ask this question, what's the difference between discipleship and Bible study?
让我告诉你不同在哪里。
Let me tell you where they are different.
查经班是你查这段圣经，然后去应用。
Bible study means you study a passage of scripture and then you apply it.
门徒训练是当在生活当中你遇到困难的时候，你回到圣经说在哪里圣经有讲这个问题，所以是从生活当中回到圣经里面。
In discipleship, it means that after you meet issues or problems in life, you want to go back to scripture and find out what scripture teaches. So discipleship is about meeting problems and going back to scripture.
所以查经班是从圣经到生活， 门徒训练 ，life on life evangelism， life on life discipleship， 就是生命影响生命的事。当我在生活中碰到这个问题，我找这个老师，哎，怎么办？他带我回到圣经里面，这个从生活回到圣经。
So Bible study is from scripture to life. After you learn the lessons in scripture, you try to apply it to your life. But discipleship is, especially life on life discipleship, is when you meet a problem in life, you don't know how to solve it, you go and look for your discipler, he will show you, he will lead you back to scripture and show you what scripture says about this.
那么门徒训练与圣经辅导有什么不同呢？
What then is the difference between discipleship and counseling?
圣经辅导是一点，disciple 是一条线，就是说在实践上的一点，你碰到问题你找人辅导，但是门徒训练是可以是一段长时间的，他是你的好朋友，他不断带领你，不断的引导，是一段长时间的关系。
Counseling is going to occur at a point of time because at a certain point of time you meet a certain issue, you need counseling for this particular issue, so it happens at a point of time. Discipleship, on the other hand, occurs over a timeline, and so this is an ongoing process, which is therefore where the life on life comes in.
那么这个门徒训练与教会的团契，大家都已经是弟兄姐妹了，为什么要有一个门徒训练呢？
And what's the difference between discipleship and fellowship? Aren't we all already brothers and sisters in Christ, having fellowship in the church?
我们大家都要彼此鼓励，彼此劝勉，彼此劝诫等等。但是呢，门徒训练是你花你 invest， 你把这个生命投资在某一个人身上，长时间你定睛在他身上，看他帮助他，要使他成为最好的主耶稣的门徒。所以有一个 focus， 一个是 general， 一个是 focus， 一个是一般性的，一个是针对性的。
Fellowship involves a very general means of different brothers and sisters coming together and encouraging one another. But discipleship is actually a specific and very focused one person leading another person, and it is requires the investment of time to focus on one individual.
有一件事情，我想这个最重要，对我来讲，整个门徒最重要是什么呢？我如果在带领他，我在做门徒训练呢？我的目标是他成为神，我要知道神对他的呼召，让他成为神这个 the best that he can be, the God called him to be. 意思说，当我在带领一个人的时候，我要让他成为神在他生命中的呼召，完成这个他成为最好的基督徒。
And so discipleship involves when I lead somebody, I want to know specifically what is God's calling for this person and to bring out his best to fulfill this particular calling from God.
所以这个就是我们应该有的，不是说我老师，我叫你做什么，不是，我是来到你旁边，我要知道主怎么带领你，你有什么恩赐，你要成为最好神在你身上的呼召，我来帮助你完成神的旨意，这个才是门徒训练最终的目标。
So the ultimate goal of discipleship is not the teacher coming to tell the student this is what you do, I'm telling you to do this and you do this, but rather it is the teacher or the discipler coming to identify the gifts that God has given to this individual and helping him to excel in these gifts so that he can become the best of what God wants him to be.
那么正式还是分非正式的门徒训练比较好呢？
Should formal or informal means of discipleship be used?
在正式的，基本上我们很多时候正式的门徒训练呢，很多都是包括一个课程，基本的课程，就是说我们怎么样读经，怎么样祷告，怎么样敬拜，怎么样，这是基本的这个成为基督徒的一个基本课程。他们很多时候把这个当作就是这个门徒训练。
Of course, we have usually would have some kind of a beginner's course for a new Christian, such as.How to spend quiet time and what is prayer, what is Bible reading, etc. This usually would be a formal means of for a new believer.
如果你认为这个就是门徒训练这样的话呢，老基督徒就不用门徒训练了。
If you think that this is discipleship, then a old Christian would not need to be disciple.
不是的，这个门徒训练是一生人的。
Of course not, because discipleship is through a lifetime.
除非你说我现在已经完全了，我已经像耶稣了，不用再进步了，就是不用 discipleship。
Unless you can claim to be perfect now that you are perfectly like Christ, and therefore you need not be disciple anymore.
所以正式的门徒训练，第一可以是基本课程，第二呢可以一起查经，一起这个也可以，就是大家坐在一起查一段圣经，然后应用，这个也可以当做一个方法。
And of course, we could also have a formal Bible study together. Everyone sit down, let's study a certain passage together. That is one means of doing it.
我们知道我们的姐妹团契已经开始在注意，他们已经看完一本书，现在正在 要进入这个查一创世纪，这个就是其中一个方法。
We know that our ladies, our sisters have a ladies fellowship. When they come together, they have already finished studying one book, and now they're starting on another.
那么另外一个是我们一起来看这个属灵书籍，就是我们的弟兄会的时候呢，我们弟兄团契在看这个 Discipline of Godliness， 非常好的一本书，所以大家一起来彼此鼓励，用那本书来提醒我们的生活，这个非常的好，这个也是一个方法。
We can also be reading a Christian book together. The men's fellowship is doing that right now. We are reading together.The Disciplines of a Godly Man, a very good book, and this is another means.
其实我想跟 Jonathan 建立另外一本书，很好的就是 Set Apart， 同一个作者，再进一步，再加强。
Yeah, I want to suggest to our brother Jonathan, the same author actually wrote Set Apart, which is actually further develops the same book.
那么另外呢，我们强调的这些是正式的，但是可以有非正式的，就是我们讲的生命影响生命的门徒训练。
So all those three points were formal means, but the informal means would be a life on life discipleship.
意思说你可能跟他在一起跟他谈话，可能喝咖啡喝茶吃饭，你的生命怎么样，你怎么好了，你把你的你找一个人他可以信得过，他是属灵里面很好，最好我建立第一是在教会里面，第二因为我们有同样一个信仰，第二呢他在属灵上面成熟，然后呢我们问他说我有这个问题，我有这个可不可以帮我，你帮我看一看，帮我就好像 mentoring 或者是 coaching， 帮我来更好的应用圣经，所以这个来引导我，所以这个就不是正式的，这个是非正式的。我们所以我们每一个人在平时跟别人谈话的当中要想我怎么样帮助他更爱主，我怎么样帮助他实行圣经，我们怎样帮助他完成神的旨意，成为最好的他，这个你在帮他，因为你爱他，所以你投资在他生命，这个才是我们要看到的。
So life on life discipleship would be informal. When we come together, we share life struggles and issues. When I have problems, I must find somebody and share my problems with that person. And that person, my discipler, will help me to deal with these issues, point me to scripture. And this involves us coming together to share our issues. And this would be ideally happening in the local church, because you should be looking for somebody here that you can relate your life to. And we also ought to be looking out for others. At the same time, be thinking about how can I be helping others to become more Christ-like? How can I be helping others to develop his gifts?
那么当然这个门徒训练是我专注一个人，不是一般性，当然一般性是这样，但是这个门徒训练是我找一两个弟兄或三五个弟兄，我投资在他身上，花时间我要爱他，为他讲，为他祷告，不为他观察他所碰到的问题，或者看到他的优点，不断的提醒他，叫他做得更好，这个是在帮助，这个就是门徒训练最好最漂亮的最值得我们去追求的。
And there should be a focus, not generalized, because one person to just maybe one or a few more. So that involves an investment of time and effort to observe what this person needs, to observe what this person gives, and so on. So this is no longer a general fellowship. And in this way of doing, this is the most beautiful form of discipleship, because we are helping the other person to become the best that he can be.
我再强调一次，你找一个这样的人，他一定是要可靠，他是在圣经里面非常成熟，非常你懂得圣经，非常可靠，你才好打开你的心跟他讲。
Let me emphasize this again. You need to find someone who is trustworthy and who is grounded in scripture, and then you can open yourself up to this person.
而且我再强调，最好这个人是在我们教会里，这样我们的信仰才是一致。不然的话，有另外一个人 不断跟你讲跟教会相反的东西，结果呢 你就跟着他，就好像你有问题最好跟你的丈夫或者妻子谈，你去找别人越谈越多的话呢，他带领你离开你的妻子，来你离开你的丈夫，这个就不对了。
And I emphasize again that this ought to be happening in a local church contextBecause we need to have the same common convictions. If you are having problems, and then you look for somebody else that is from a different church or outside the church, and the person is teaching you things that is against what the church is teaching you, that will be wrong. Because think about the analogy. If you have a problem between husband and wife, you should be talking to each other, not talking to another person who will lead you away from your spouse.
在教会里面有同样的信仰，有同样的文化，有同样的环境，我们知道你遇到的困难，我们能够帮助你。所以在自己的教会，就算是你从别的地方来啊，你也需要，比如说这个 Jimmy 跟 Rachel 他们从美国回来，他也是需要一段来调整我们这里的环境，进入到我们的环境里面，知道我们的教导，知道我们 的这个文化，知道我们的这个风俗习惯，才能够。当然我这样就是没有得到他们的同意，不过他们做得挺好的啊。
And so only in the same local church do we have the same kind of convictions, the same culture, the same environment. And even if you come from somewhere else, like our brother Jimmy and sister Rachel, they came back from the United States, they have spent some time with us to get used to our culture, our environment, and of course I did not seek their permission to say all these things, and I say that they are doing pretty well.
不但是他们，其实我们在开始的时候 John Lim 也是这样，你知道他要一段时间适当适应，对不对？
And not just them, but when we first started, our brother John Lim, he also needed some time to get used to all these things.
那段环境不是很平坦的啊。
Of course, there were ups and downs.
所以我们会来讲我们的问题，像到底呢？这个那个教练、导师、门徒训练有什么不同呢
？And let's come back to another question. What's the difference between coaching, mentoring, and disciple making?
基本上 ，coaching 教练是教导 skill base， 就是技术的 ；mentoring 作为一个导师呢，基本上是看住那个人，要使那个人成为最好的他。但是门徒训练不只是要最好的他，要他在基督里成为最好的。
Coaching involves imparting skills. Mentoring involves leading this person to be the best. But disciple making is not just leading this person to be the best, but to become the best that God wants him to be.
所以这个你就明白，我们讲的其实更高最高，当然我不再跟大家讲多，有时候今年有很多人讲，不但是 coaching、mentoring， 还有讲 spiritual formation， 然后才讲这个，但是我不讲这些东西了啊。最重要的是，我们要使到我们这弟兄姐妹成为神给的呼召，他成为最好的来服侍神。
And of course, there are also this area of spiritual formation that I will not be talking about today. But remember, the most important thing about disciple making is to help this person become the best that God wants him to be.
另外一个问题呢，就是到底是要一对一呢，还是要有小组？
And of course, the other question is, should it be one to one or a discipleship group?
我是这样建议，最好平时呢有小组。有特殊的问题的时候，你就一对一。
My suggestion is to be involved in the discipleship group, generally speaking. But if you come across a specific problem, then that's where you do one-on-one.
小组呢有这个 group dynamic， 所以意思是它有这个互动，所以大家能够彼此牵挂，有 peer pressure， 所以使到我们能够一起来朝一个方向去，这个非常好的。
The discipleship group has its own group dynamics such as peer pressure that will compel us to become better. This is good.
那么这个小组呢也有这个 diversity, group diversity, 就是说我们不同小组的话有每个人有不同，所以有不同多人呢有多人的智慧，这样更好的使到那个小组更加有活力。
And of course, in a group, there will be a variety, group variety, where there is a collective wisdom of different people's experience that can actually help one another.
那么 group 呢，同时呢可以避开说我高过你，我强过你，你要听我的话，没有这种结构性的这个 hierarchy 在里面。
And a group would also avoid the hierarchy of I versus you, I am better than you kind of issues.
同时呢，它可以避开两个人，如果你跟我不同意的话，没有第三者来调解，所以。Group 这个小组有小组的好处。
Of course, a group would also involve a third party that can help to resolve differences between one and another.
门徒的最重要的要素呢？门徒成功的门徒的要素基本上有三个。第一个呢，就是要在实行真理方面呢；第二呢，要有 transparent， 就是诚实的关系，互相关系。然后呢，最后呢，要有一个 transformational， 就是改变，要彻底的改变我们的生活方式。
And the elements of successful discipleship involves applying the scriptural truth, and the parties involved need to be transparent with each other, and there ought to also be a transformational growth, which is the result.
所以门徒心里面一定要有真理 ，truth, transparent, and transformation. 真理要诚实，要有彻底的改变。
So to have successful discipleship, there must be the truth, there must be transparency, and there must be transformation.
我要结束了啊。
I'm going to end soon.
我们要问的问题是，你怎么去找人？你是找人还是人找你？就是你要 top down 还是要 bottom up？
And the question that we want to also ask is, should this be a top-down or bottom-up approach, as in, should you go look for someone to disciple you, or should you be looking for someone to disciple?
Discipleship, 这个门徒训练很重要的就是要有信任。我找你，你不要给我来带领呢，是绝对不会成功的。
Discipleship involves trust. If I come look for you, but you refuse to be disciple, it will never succeed.
所以我劝大家找一个你 top bottom up 是最好的，你找一个在教会里面的认为我可以信得过你，你可以帮我吗？你去找他，然后呢，你把你的先找一个小问题告诉他我有这个问题，让他尝试，让他帮你，然后让看见他不断的 shower you love， 就是不断的爱你，不断的关怀你，然后呢，你慢慢打开，让他知道其他问题。每一个问题提出来，就是要使他更像主耶稣，这个才是我们要达到的方向。
And I want to appeal to you that you should actually do a bottom-up approach. Go look for someone that you can trust to lead you, to guide you, to disciple you. And of course, you need to first open yourself up. And I suggest you start with a small problem. See how this person will shower you with love and to also show you the wisdom in handling the issue. And then you can slowly open up to this person.
当然我们也可以去找从这个 top down， 就是你去找一个人你要训练，不过你要注意，你要找那个人他是肯被你训练，肯顺服你，肯听你的话。他如果完全不听，你就不用浪费时间了。他不会听的话呢，这个整个东西都不会成功。
And at the same time, do a top down, as in go look for someone whom you think is in need of discipleship and you can actually help this person, but let me advise you again, if this person needs to be open to you, if this person is not open to you, you are wasting your time.
那么最后一个呢，刚才我们讲了什么叫门徒，怎么样成为使人成为门徒，最后一个呢，就是我们大家已经在讲了很多，就是生命影响生命的门徒训练。
So we have looked at what's a disciple, we have looked at how to make disciples, and we've also been looking at what's life on life discipleship.
当然最重要的是哥罗西书一章二十八节说要把个人带到主耶稣的面前。
And of course the most important is in Colossians 1:28 we are to present everyone mature in Christ.
我劝大家我们要成长去找一个人，那么那个你也如果可以的话 去找那个可以愿意被你训练的人或者带领的人一起成长，使到我们越来越像基督，整个教会越来越兴旺，越来越讨主的喜悦。
So I exhort all of you, if you want to grow, look for someone to help you grow and to disciple you, and at the same time, everyone ought to be looking for someone else that you can help as well. And when we do all this together, the whole church will prosper and we will have a revival.
所以一对一。有这个正式的查经或者是查看一本书都没有错，但是平时里面呢，我们要更多用生命影响生命的这个门徒训练， 这个是最自然最有效的方法。
So whether it's a group or it's a one-to-one, whether it's formal or informal, these are all not right or wrong issues. They are all permissible. But the most important thing is we need to be practicing life-on-life discipleship daily.
让我们做一个接受祷告。
Let's go to prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your word. Pray and ask that you will help us to be willing to be discipled and to be willing to disciple others so that we can come together and to have a biblical church and not just to come to a church building, but to be the church that you want us to be. In Jesus' name, Amen.